This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. You probably already know the mainstream media is fake news, but it's not every day that you get such a glaring example of it as what we have right here with a Time magazine cover for the February 13, 2017 issue. The cover features a picture of Steve Bannon with the title, The Great Manipulator. This is a Time magazine cover, okay? But what's really interesting about it is they're showing Steve Bannon in the sort of the worst skin tone photograph that you can imagine. They show him looking angry, looking aged, looking almost decrepit. I mean, and that's not how he really looks, by the way. This is, they've increased the contrast, they've edited this, it's Photoshopped in terms of its contrast and saturation, not in terms of, like, they're not adding a sixth finger or anything like that or giving him three eyeballs, but they are changing the contrast and they are changing the color and the saturation to bring out the blotches of his skin and to bring out the wrinkles to make him look as evil and as dark as possible. And then they call him the Great Manipulator. And that's what's astonishing. The hypocrisy in all of this is just truly astonishing because it's Time magazine that is the Great Manipulator. Because they would never show a picture like this of Hillary Clinton. If you look at the Hillary covers on Time magazine, oh, they're all, she's got smooth, beautiful skin and skin tone, lots of makeup. But it doesn't look like too much makeup. It looks natural, even though it's all makeup. Time magazine and the rest of the mainstream media, they are fake news because they lie all the time, but in subtle ways. They lie by leaving things out of the news, or they lie by slightly altering things that they keep in the news. They alter the images. They alter the colors. And quite literally, CNN, for example, when a black person or a dark-skinned person commits a crime, even an act of terrorism, CNN has been caught multiple times photoshopping the skin tone to make the person look white. And when those black kids in, what was it, Chicago or Detroit, I think, beat up that special needs white kid, they literally ran with a story that made it sound like a bunch of white kids had beat up a black person. They flipped it all around. They twisted the words to give the exact opposite meaning of what actually happened. And so Time magazine calling Steve Bannon the Great Manipulator is hilarious because it's Time magazine that is the Great Manipulator, the Great Deceiver, really. And that's true across the entire mainstream media. Now, what else is interesting about the mainstream media is that journalists, apparently, for all 8 years of Obama's administration, they forgot how to be journalists, and they only rediscovered journalism when Trump took office. All of a sudden, they're asking tough questions. All of a sudden, they don't believe the president by default. All of a sudden, they're skeptics of everything the government says. But boy, when Obama was in office, the media just lapped it up. Oh, please, my precious, tell us what to print. They believed everything Obama told them, even when Obama was bombing Muslim countries. So you see, when Donald Trump temporarily blocks travel from countries that are predominantly Muslim, the media goes berserk. But when Obama and Hillary Clinton were bombing these countries and killing Muslims, oh, that was totally okay with the left-wing media. They didn't have any problem with that. That was just fine. Ah, Obama's a nice guy. He explained it away and they believed it. It's insane. And this is why Steve Bannon has come to the same conclusion that I've come to and that many of you have come to. The media is the enemy of America. that is the mainstream left-wing media. They are perhaps the greatest or most dangerous enemy of America. They're more dangerous than the Russians. They're more dangerous than Iran. They're more dangerous than North Korea, which is threatening to nuke us. The left-wing media is so dangerous that they must be stopped. And there are some ways to do that, and no doubt Steve Bannon and President Trump are perhaps working on some of those ways that can be achieved within the laws that already exist on the books. For example, did you know there is a House Un-American Activities Committee? It's already on the books. It's a set of laws designed to root out active communists who are trying to subvert and overthrow America. And it can be invoked once again, and you can have hearings, and you can question people, and you can actually arrest people who are carrying out acts of sedition against America. Did you know that it's illegal to seek to overthrow the government? Did you know that? There's something called U.S. Code 2385. It says that whoever knowingly or willfully advocates, abets, advises, or teaches the duty, necessity, desirability, or propriety of overthrowing or destroying the government of the United States, and so on and so forth, by force or violence, or by the assassination of any officer, or whoever with intent to cause the overthrow or destruction of any such government, prints, publishes, edits, issues, circulates, sells, distributes, or publicly displays any written or printed matter, advocating, advising, teaching the duty, necessity, desirability, or propriety of overthrowing the government, and so on and so forth, shall be fined under this title, or imprisoned not more than 20 years, or both, and shall be ineligible for employment by the United States or any department or agency thereof for the 5 years next following his conviction. So what this is describing is that even writing material that seeks to overthrow or destroy the United States government is itself a crime. CNN, by this definition, is full of criminals. MSNBC is full of criminals. It just goes on and on. Time magazine, run by criminals, seditious traitors. And you know, there must come a day, and I do believe this day is coming, that the real Americans who stand for law and order, who stand for justice, who stand for the Constitution, who stand for the legitimate government of these United States, is going to have to stand up and root out the subversives, arrest the traitors, march them away in handcuffs, prosecute them, and stop the sedition, the active subversion and attempts to overthrow this government that are going on every day in the left-wing media by people like Rachel Maddow, by people like Chris Cuomo at CNN, and a long, long list of other traitors inside the New York Times and Washington Post and so on. You cannot have a society, a sustainable system, when you have these rogue left-wing George Soros influenced communists running the ministry of propaganda inside your own borders. This is like having the Soviet Union propaganda ministry operating inside America. The New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, and so on, Time Magazine, they are like Russian propaganda, for real. Not the fake Russian propaganda that the Washington Post fabricated. Oh, come to think of it, the Washington Post said that I was working for the Russians. Yes, that's right. They said that my website, Natural News, was a Russian propaganda pawn, which is laughable. The truth is the exact opposite. See, just like Time Magazine says that Steve Bannon is the great manipulator while they are manipulating his photo, the Washington Post says I'm working for the Russians, when in truth, they are working under the influence of Soviet KGB type of subversion, the KGB plan to overthrow America. Almost everything that the left-wing media accuses Trump of being is exactly what the left-wing media is. So they accuse Trump of being a dictator. Well, who's a real dictator? Obama and Hillary Clinton and the left. They accuse Trump of being intolerant. Who's really intolerant? The left-wing media, full of hatred and racism, the editors are race baiters and they hate white people and they write horrible things about Texans and Southerners and men. It's incredible. Everything they accuse Trump of doing. Oh, abusing executive power. Who abused executive power the most over the last 10 years? It was Obama. They're going to accuse Trump of clamping down on whistleblowers in government. Obama had more whistleblowers arrested than all the other former presidents combined. Yeah, you don't read that in the press, do you? Because they lie, they deceive, they manipulate, and ultimately they must be stopped. So make no mistake that Time Magazine, CNN, and all the rest of them, they're going to do everything in their power. They're going to pull out all the stops. They're going to try every dirty sleaze tactic they can think of to paint Trump and Steve Bannon and Trump supporters like myself as being totally insane, intolerant, hate-filled, overzealous lunatics. Meanwhile, the real lunatics are on the left, like Robert Reich, who says that, oh, the attackers at UC Berkeley who tried to murder Milo Yiannopoulos must have been hired by Milo Yiannopoulos. As if Milo's going to spend his money to hire a group of thugs to kill him, when what he really wanted to do was give a speech in a giant Indian headdress to promote his book, you see. I mean, the Robert Reich and the left, they are insane. I mean, clinically insane. I mean, like, take them away in a straitjacket level of insanity. They are so insane. It's so far beyond, you can't debate with these people. You know, you can't reason with them. They are mentally insane. They protest things just because Trump did them. They don't think about what the things are. They don't read the executive orders. Even if Obama did the exact same thing, that was okay. But when Trump does it, it's bad. When Trump does it, there's outrage and there's hysteria. Even though when Obama did it, there was complete silence. No one minded it. The left is, you know, we say unhinged sometimes, but really the correct answer is they're mentally ill. That's the sheeple of the left. But they're all being indoctrinated and manipulated by the media mind manipulators, which is Time Magazine, which is CNN, Washington Post, New York Times, The Atlantic, just pushing out fake news constantly. The Atlantic. Did you know The Atlantic did a big interview with me about a year ago? Big long interview about natural healing, and they were asking me all these pointed questions, like, why is it that you think herbs have medicine? Blah blah blah. And I gave them a big long interview. And I transcribed the whole thing. It was very thoughtful, just incredibly informative interview. It must have blown them away because they were probably expecting to find someone who had no idea what they were talking about, because, you know, that's what liberals think of all thoughtful conservative people. And I guess my answers blew them away so much that they just decided they couldn't possibly lend any credibility to me and Natural News by running that interview. So they canned the whole thing. They just refused to print any of it. And that's The Atlantic. So if you look intelligent in the interview, they cancel the whole thing. They won't print it. If they can somehow trick you or make you look stupid or make you look like a kook or quote your words out of context, then they'll run that part. And it'll be selectively edited and twisted and manipulated, because that's what The Atlantic is, a bunch of left-wing moronic manipulators, right? And that's what they try to do, is to lie through journalism. They are part of the band of journo-terrorists. That's what they are. Journo-terrorism is now the key strategy of the left. And they don't want to give any credence to anyone who is a conservative, who is intelligent, informed, articulate, knows what they're talking about, because that just goes against their narrative. According to the narrative of the left, it's only the zombies on the left who are highly intelligent. And you know how you know they're highly intelligent? Because they all think the same. Yeah, that's right. They're so brilliant that they follow each other on everything. They're conformists and they're obedient. And apparently that's a new form of brilliance on the left. But my God, people who think for themselves, whoa, according to the left, those people are scary. They're rocking the boat. They're challenging the status quo. And of course, we elected someone who thinks for himself, Donald Trump. And so that really freaks out the left. And that's why they're doing all of this wave of attacks on people like Steve Bannon. The mainstream media is not just factually dishonest, they are spiritually dishonest. They are dishonest at every level of their being. They are bad people. They are evil people. They are demonic little minions of evil. It's not just like a nice guy or gal that's a nice person at home, and then they go to work and they just lie all day at the New York Times, and then they go back home and they're a nice person again. No, these people are evil through and through. That's what you need to understand. They're demonic. They seethe with hatred and intolerance and bigotry and evil, and they hate people. They hate conservatives, and they hate Donald Trump, and they want to strangle him. They want to destroy him. They want to discredit him and anyone who supports him. And this consumes them 24 hours a day. Many of them couldn't sleep for weeks after Donald Trump got elected, by the way. They had sleepless nights, and they would wake up shivering in fear, and then the fear became anger and hatred and then revenge. And, you know, if you were to watch The Lord of the Rings and just look at all the evil creatures, that's the New York Times. Those are the writers there. CNN, evil. They're just demonic little creatures that don't even matter, by the way. Their souls have already been corrupted. They have no purpose in life but to be destroyers. They don't want to make America great again. They want to destroy the Trump administration, regardless of the fallout on how many other people are harmed in the process. They are small-minded, little vindictive, evil, sour, just nauseating minions of destruction. And that's who CNN hires. That's who the New York Times hires. That's who the Washington Post hires. Because that has now become their mission, to destroy, destroy, destroy. They want to destroy the Trump administration. They want to destroy the Republican-controlled Senate. They want to destroy Neil Gorsuch, the nominee for the Supreme Court. They just want to destroy everything. Destroy freedoms. Destroy Second Amendment. Destroy the Constitution. They're just gremlins. Just evil, little, basically useless. Like, when they die, it won't matter. They lend nothing to the world except destruction and hatred and intolerance. In fact, the world's a better place without them. You know, if they all just jumped off a cliff all at once, we would actually make real progress. We would have a more progressive society at that point, because we wouldn't have all that hatred and destruction and insidious, malicious lying and manipulation of the left-wing media. Literally, if all those people just jumped off buildings one day, which they may, by the way, if the Trump administration keeps kicking ass, we might see the New York Times just renting out the top floor of some building so they can all just run and have a unified leap of faith of liberalism off the building. If they all literally committed suicide, even though we wouldn't want people to do that because we don't wish death upon anyone, but if they did, the world would be a better place. And just to show you how evil they are, they'll probably take this audio and edit it out of context to say that I'm calling for New York Times writers to commit suicide, even though I said on the record, really don't, I'm not wishing for that. Don't want people to do that. Don't want anybody to die. I'm just saying if they did, the world would be a better place. And they'll prove it again and again and again. They'll demonstrate that every single day, because they are evil. They are insidious. They are manipulators. Like, back to Lord of the Rings, the Dark Lord Sauron is like the New York Times. If you think about every evil property of darkness in the Lord of the Rings, those evil properties belong to the left-wing media. They are manipulators, insidious, hatred. They lie, they deceive, they destroy. And who are the good guys? Who are the good guys? Well, Gandalf. Who's Gandalf? Gandalf is Donald Trump. Gandalf is like, he's like Donald Trump standing on that bridge with his staff. Thou shalt not pass. And slams the staff down, and the Balrog is destroyed and falls into the chasm. The Balrog is like the Clinton Foundation. The Balrog is the evil left-wing media. I mean, Donald Trump is like Gandalf. He's the one fighting against evil. I mean, you know, you got to wake up and understand what's really happening. So reporters are orcs, basically, is what I'm saying. The reporters are orcs. And, of course, we already have the term trolls for the internet. But, you know, orcs, what are some of the other beasts in Lord of the Rings? The cave trolls. Oh, the cave trolls are there. I don't know if it's really orcs. What do we have? The witches? What are they called? I don't remember the name. It's like those undead spirit world witches, you know, that Frodo killed with, or not, he didn't kill them. He fought them with his dagger, his short sword. I don't remember. It's been a while. Okay. But those undead witches, those are like that's like Megyn Kelly, you know, they're like the liberal hosts of the left-wing media. They're just horrifically evil, seething destroyers. But they put on a pretty face, you know. They look good on camera if you just judge them on the surface. You know, their skin tone is always presented as very good, very clean, very smooth. But underneath, they're just filled with evil and hatred and seething with anger to destroy their targeted enemies and manipulate and deceive. That's what they really are. Kind of sad, isn't it? Oh, yeah, it's the Witch King. The Witch King. At least that's one of the characters in Lord of the Rings. So you've got you've got the witches, you've got the Dark Lord Sauron, and you've got who was the obedient dark mage that Gandalf fought. Again, it's been a while. I don't remember all their names. But the point is, Saruman. That's his name, the dark mage Saruman. You've got the Witch King. Oh, and you've got Wormtongue. Don't forget Wormtongue. Wormtongue was the one who was speaking all the lies into the ear of one of the what used to be the Good King. Forgot his name. But Wormtongue was his advisor. And he would whisper words of deceit and deception and control the mind of the king. And who's that? Who's that in the media? Well, really, that's like George Stephanopoulos, isn't it? George Stephanopoulos is Wormtongue. He just whispers in your ear lie after lie after lie. Because he used to work for the Clinton campaign, by the way, did you know? He's a Clinton operative pretending to be a journalist. Wormtongue. George Wormtongue Stephanopoulos. Saruman, the Dark Lord Sauron, Witch King, and all these evil creatures. This is like CNN, New York Times, Washington Post, ABC, CBS, you name it. And they attack everybody who tries to tell the truth, of course. They attack Ben Swan, right? They attack Alex Jones. They attack me, the Health Ranger. They attack Donald Trump. They even attack Dr. Oz, and he's only like 80% truth. I mean, Dr. Oz is just trying to teach people how to be healthy, how to have some healthy nutrients, you know, how to avoid toxic food ingredients and everything. And they go after him to try to shut him up. And they use this fake front group that's just run by the pharmaceutical companies and the biotech companies, just a bunch of poison pushers, by the way. They were exposed. Dr. Oz exposed them. Good job, Dr. Oz. But the point is, the media, the dark witches and dark lords and worm tongues in the media, they just lie, and they try to destroy anyone who tells the truth. That's their job. Destroy anyone who tells the truth. Because the truth is the greatest weapon of light against darkness, deception, and evil. And it is that truth of light that is transparency, that is honesty, that is real news, real facts. That truth is what, that's what we write, and that's what we research, and that's what we publish on all the websites that I run, including naturalnews.com, newstarget.com, trump.news, and on and on. Did you know we run over 100 websites? We have medicine.news, for example. We have we have a great site called fakescience.news. Is it .news or .com? I think it's .news, where we expose all the fake science of the industry. We've got corruption.news. We've got conservative.news. Also, that's a new website. And we've also got fresh.news, talking about healing foods. And we've got ingredients.news, talks about toxic food ingredients, and so on and so forth. There's a long, long list, like disinfo.news, terrorism.news, survival.news. It just goes on. And in every one of these websites, we strive to bring you the honest truth, the real truth about everything, all these topics that we cover. And we don't have 100% accuracy record. Sometimes we make corrections. Sometimes a writer has to be fired because they suck and they didn't fact check as well as they should. So no news organization has 100% track record. But we, 100% of the time, we try to tell the truth. Whereas CNN is like 99% of the time trying to deceive you. They have maybe a 1% truth commitment and a 99% commitment to keep lying to you. That's CNN, that's New York Times, and so on. Whereas we in the independent media, we have a 100% attempted truth telling, you know, accurate reporting, real analysis, intelligent analysis. And that's the difference. We're 100% real, 100% authentic. CNN is 100% fake. They fake their locations. They fake, remember Charles Jaco and the fake Saudi Arabia Gulf War One? Like, we're on the set in Saudi Arabia. Oh, there's a Scud missile alert. Hurry, put on your helmet. The guy standing next to him puts on a helmet while Charles puts on a gas mask. And they're just standing there like a couple of buffoons in a Saturday Night Live skit, but this is actually broadcast on CNN. It's the dumbest thing you've ever seen. And they tried to, it was so fake, it was so bad. And they tried to say, this is the real report from Saudi Arabia. They had like a fake palm tree against a wall. That was their whole set. It was a fake palm tree against a wall. There wasn't even a scene of any city in Saudi Arabia. There was no background other than a palm tree and a wall. And the palm tree was fake. It was so bad. It's so laughable. You can look at that. Search that on YouTube. Search for fake CNN Charles Jaco. J-A-C-O, I believe is his name. It's the funniest thing you've ever seen. And it was broadcast as real news by CNN back in the 1990s. Now, today, their fakery is more sophisticated. But it's still, they obviously keep faking the news and they get caught over and over and over again. So the takeaway from all of this is, just like if you saw the cover of Time magazine with Steve Bannon on it, you're like, why is this guy's skin all splotchy and kind of old looking? Yeah, it's because they turned up the contrast and the saturation. They made him look as horrible as possible. Anything that you see in the mainstream media, you have to immediately assume there's something about it that's a lie. They're either lying with the photo, like they did on the Trump inauguration comparison with Obama's inauguration. They lied about, they used different times for the photos. It was all a big lie. They're either lying to you with the visuals, or they're lying to you with the text, or they're lying by keeping something out of the text that you need to see. Some important fact that they have removed from the story, which changes the whole meaning of it, that, to accomplish their lie. This is what they do. They lie by omission. They lie deliberately. So George Stephanopoulos is a traitor to America and should be arrested, should be investigated for subversion, for sedition. He is a traitor. And there are many, many others in the media like that that need to go. And only then can we get back to a free press, honest journalism, independent, objective journalism, and help America heal and help America move forward with real progress. You want to have a progressive America? You got to get rid of the Russian-style agents, the anti-American subversives who are in the media deceiving everybody by the day. It has to be done. And I can only hope and pray that Steve Bannon and President Trump and everybody else around him in his inner circle has the courage to continue on their mission to drain that swamp. Strip the horrible bureaucracy down to its bare bones. I mean, get the traitors out of there and fight against the fake news media. Keep telling the truth, tweet directly to the public, or even bypass Twitter. Have your own, you know, whitehouse.gov website or what have you. Just do, you know, screw the press corps. Just have video conferences directly with the public. You don't need the press corps. I just hope that Trump and his inner circle can find the strength and the determination to keep marching forward in the name of truth and liberty, and to help truly make America not just great again, but make America's press free again. And give us back an actual free press by rooting out the anti-American subversives who currently dominate the left-wing media. They are a danger to America. It's time to get rid of them. So thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You can find my podcast at healthrangerreport.com and also my main website, naturalnews.com, as well as trump.news. Please do not interpret anything I've said here as trying to indicate violence towards journalists, by the way. When I say get rid of them, I mean through legal processes like the House Un-American Activities Committee. I never condone violence as a problem resolution tactic. I only justify the use of violence in self-defense. But there are other ways that we can arrest the criminals who are trying to destroy America. So when I say it's time to get rid of them, what I mean is to get them out of their jobs. Stop them from spreading disinformation across America, which is what they're doing right now. We have to invoke the laws on the books, investigate, arrest, and possibly imprison the worst offenders in the media who are quite literally trying to destroy and overthrow this government. It is time to invoke the laws of the land, arrest the traitors, and finally make America great again. That's exactly what I mean. Take care. Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now high-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.